All right, we're going to do some fun stuff this morning. If you're visiting for the first time and you're like, what is going on in this church? Usually it's a little bit more orderly. So my name is Jeremiah. I'm part of the preaching team here at Believers Fellowship. We are currently in a series in the book of Joel in the Old Testament, but we are taking a break to do a baptism Sunday. I know, exciting times, all right? This is where we celebrate what God has done in the lives of people in the church. And in addition to this being a fun baptism Sunday, we're also going to do baby dedications, which is, we usually do baby dedications on Mother's Day and baptisms on Father's Day, but we had so many baby dedications before that we're going to do all of it today. Somehow. I know, I'm very excited. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to explain both of them. And there are some big differences between the two, but they're both ways that we acknowledge as a congregation that we are followers of Jesus and that we want to be about the work of Jesus. So a baby dedication is a parent's promise to raise up a child in the way that they should go. It's a declaration to the community of faith that this child is going to be raised in the presence of God and among the people of God. It's a parent's declaration of intent for their child. It's a public affirmation of how this child is going to be raised, right? So that's what we do in baby dedications. A baptism is a public declaration, I'm gonna have a tough time with that word, that followers of Jesus make. This is something that people who have chosen to follow Jesus do to demonstrate what has happened in their lives. It's a statement that says, in many ways, Jesus is real, and even though I know I've still got some growing up to do, myself included, amen, the person publicly is saying, I'm demonstrating that Jesus is Lord of my life. Jesus is who he says that he is. Baptism is a sign, and it is a symbol that points to something more profound than just going down under the water and coming back up. It is the decision to proclaim Jesus as Lord of your life. It's a place that you come to when you recognize that Jesus is who he says that he is. It's the end of an old life, and it's the beginning of a new life. That's what we do in baptisms. So we're going to get to see both. We're going to get to see the start of the journey in baby dedications, and we're going to get to see, in some ways, the culmination of what it means to be a follower of Jesus in baptisms. And we're going to start this morning with baby dedications. So the dedication of a child, it's not making the choice for them. It's not, you know, forcing them to become a Christian. It's not a pre-baptism, right? It's not anything that doesn't look good on your college transcript. It's nothing like that. It's just saying, it's a statement by parents saying for their child, we are going to train up this child in the way that they should go. That's Proverbs 22:6. And I really like the way that the Message translates this passage. It says, point your kids in the right direction. When they're old, they won't be lost. Right? That's Proverbs 22:6. The parents dedicating their children today are saying they will do their absolute best to train up their children in the way that they should go, to point them in the right direction, to establish a trajectory for them, to take the best possible care, to demonstrate the love of Jesus, to model, you know, confession when they fail, repentance and forgiveness and grace to their children in the same way that they have received it from their community of faith and those that love them as well. So this service, we've got two baby dedications to do this morning. And Sean says this all the time, and I'm just going to remind you all, if your child is making a joyful noise, we're all about it, right? Amen? That means the church is alive. That means the church is not dead. So if you were a baby making noise or if you were a grown-up making noise, I love it. So don't worry about it. So we have two family this morning. We're going to start with Bo and Anne-Marie Kelly, who will be dedicating their son, Jack Edward Kelly, this morning. And at this time, I'm going to invite them and the boys on up. You join me up here. How's it going? Come on up. Huh? He said, up. Come on. guys hang out right here. Morning, gentlemen. Morning. Everyone, this is Jack Edward Kelly, who's making a joyful noise. Appreciate that already. The name you've chosen for him, Jack, means God is gracious, and Edward is the name of Grandpa Kelly. The verse that we have for him is Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8. And it says, "But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit." Bo and Marie, I'm going to ask you a couple questions as we dedicate your boy. You just can wander. It's fine. Just don't knock over the guitar or Sean will get mad. And your questions I know are going to be true already, but as I read them off to you, as you agree with them, please say, "We will." So Bo and Marie, will you commit to know Jack, to love him, to pray for him, and to protect him?
We will.
Will you raise him up in the way that he should go, instruct him and guide him to the full extent of each of your unique abilities? Will you demonstrate the truth of the gospel to him with both your words and your actions?
We will.
Will you commit to rely on the Holy Spirit to guide your actions, recognizing your own limitations and turning to God in your weakness?
We will.
Believers Fellowship, today we are publicly welcoming Jack into our family. And I have a few questions of you, and I just need you to respond, "We will," as you truly will. Remember as you're doing this that you are responding as the body of Christ and the family of God. You're representing a lot of people as you do this. So consider these as I'm asking these of you. Believers Fellowship, will you commit to demonstrating the truth of the gospel to this child with your words and with your actions?
Yeah.
Will you commit to know him, to love him, to pray for him, and to welcome him into this family? He's going to get baptized. Yep. All right. We're going to see if I can... can I hold him real quick? We'll see if it happens. It's going to maybe happen. Yeah, that might happen. That might happen. God, we are gathered here today in gratitude for this child that you have given. God, I pray this morning that you continue to protect him, continue to guide him. We're thankful for the good works that you have stored up for him to walk in. We're grateful the ways that you will guide his steps. We ask that you bless this child. We ask that you bless Bo, and we ask that you bless Anne Marie as they raise up the child that you have given to them. We love you, God, and we trust you. In your name, amen.
Amen.
You did it.
Ready, honey?
We have this for you. You probably share, yeah. Next, we have Corbin and Haley Salas, woo, who will be dedicating their daughter, Alora Joy. No, it's fine. It's fine. You guys may already know Peyton and Brooklyn, who are always trying to show us what it means to dance in the presence of the Lord, who teach us when we are too afraid and stuck in our seats. I saw that bonk.
Don't mention it.
Everyone, this is Alora Joy. You wave? The name that you've chosen for Alora Joy means "My God is my light." And the verse that we have for her is Psalm 28:7, which says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song, I praise him." Corbin, Haley, as we dedicate your girl, I'm going to ask you a few questions about Alora that I already know that are hopes that you have for her. I will read them off, and as you agree with them, please respond with, "We will." Corbin, Haley, will you commit to know Alora, to love her, to pray for her, and to protect her? Will you raise her up in the way that she should go, instruct her and guide her to the full extent of your unique abilities?
Yeah.
Will you demonstrate the truth of the gospel to her, both with your words and with your actions? Will you commit to rely on the Holy Spirit to guide your actions, recognizing your own limitations and turning to God in your weakness? Believers Fellowship, today we are publicly welcoming Alora into our church family, and I have questions to ask of all of you. Will you commit to demonstrating the truth of the gospel to this child with your words and with your actions? Will you commit to know her, to love her, and to pray for her, and to welcome her into this family? All right. Can I pray for her real quick? Are you going to let me? Some days I get maybe 10 seconds before she rejects me. Oh, it's a quick one. God, we are gathered here today to welcome Alora into our family. Thank you for her joyful noises. Thank you for the good gifts that you have given her already. Thank you for the paths that you have set for her to walk. God, I pray blessing over her. I pray blessing over Corbin and Haley as they raise her. We ask that you keep her safe, and we ask that you set her in the ways that she should go, God. Thank you for this child. Amen. We have a gift for you as well. So I'm going to invite the family of Bob Turecki to come up right now. Turecki, if we've got him in here, come on up. He's got Andrea and Casey and Grandma Barb as well. You can clap for that. That's good. I'm going to let everyone know how this is going to go and how we do dedications here. I'm going to be asking them to demonstrate their intent towards their child this morning by asking them a couple questions. But before that, I want to give you a tiny bit of background, introduce you to Bob, and then I'll ask him to do the affirmations. So, everyone, this is Bob Turecki. Bob, yeah, you can clap for it. That's for you. Bob is named after his grandfather, and the verse that we have for him this morning is Colossians 2:7. It says, let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. Casey, Andrea, as we dedicate your child, I'm going to ask you a few questions about Bob that I know are true about your hopes for him, and I'll read them off to you. And as you agree with them, please respond with, we will. So, Casey, Andrea, will you commit to know Bob, to love him, to pray for him, and to protect him?
We will.
Will you raise him up in the way that he should go, instruct him and guide him to the full extent of your unique abilities?
We will.
Will you demonstrate the truth of the gospel to him with both your words and with your actions?
We will.
Will you commit to rely on the Holy Spirit to guide both your actions, recognizing your limitations and turning to God in times of weakness? Believers Fellowship, today we are publicly welcoming a child into our family, and you stand as a representation for the family of God and for this particular community. So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and I want you to think about this child and whether you can say yes to these. And as it is true for you, I hope that you will say, we will. Will you commit to demonstrating the truth of the gospel to this child with your words and with your actions? Will you commit to know him, to love him, to pray for him, and to welcome him into this family? All right, this is going to be the tricky part. We're going to see if we can pray for him real quick. Can I give you a little, can I hold you for a little? Nope. All right, fair enough. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Quick answer. I appreciate that. You got to know what you want. Yeah. I'm going to pray for Bob. God, we are gathered here today in gratitude for the life of Bob. We thank you for the good works that you have set up for him to walk in, for the gifts that you have already given him, and for the love that you have for him. We are grateful for the ways that you have kept him safe, and we ask that you bless him as he grows to know you more. We ask that you bless Casey and bless Andrea as they care for your child. We love you and we trust you, God, in your name. Amen. Amen. I have a little gift for you as well. Here you go, Bob. Got your spoon? All right. Let's give him one more hand. Yeah. Yeah. He was like, yes, this is appropriate. Good, yes. No, I like that. The dedication of a child is first steps. It's the setting of a trajectory by the parents for the ways that a child will walk, and by a whole community of the followers of Jesus who will guide and support that direction, and sets this child up to one day encounter Jesus in a life-changing way for themselves. As much as we love and care for these little ones, as much as we pour into them, a parent's faith cannot be a stand-in for the faith of their children. As they get older, as they receive that support and the opportunities that are given to them, all the extra effort and the love that they've been given, all the people who surround them, who demonstrate Jesus to them, all of that will bring them to an understanding of the question, who is Jesus? Help them understand that question. And a baptism is an announcement that they have made a decision about who Jesus is. Baptism is the place where they proclaim with their actions who they have found Jesus to be for themselves. It means that they understand that God is perfect, that God is holy, and that humans have fallen short of God's glory. Romans 3:23 says it like this: all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And whether you can quote chapter and verse on this, it means that each of these people who are going to be baptized understand that we broke relationship with God when we sinned, that we chose not to be who God had called us to be. We understand that setting right what was broken in sin wasn't something that we could do on our own. No matter how many good deeds, no matter how many days of church attendance or tithe offerings, none of that could fix what was broken in sin. Ephesians 2:8 through 9 says it like this: for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. These people being baptized today, the people who are going to come up in just a few minutes, they understand that there is nothing that human effort can accomplish that can set right for us what was broken in sin, until Jesus arrived on our behalf. Romans 5:8 says it like this: but God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The people who are being baptized this morning understand that it is only the gift of grace won for them by Jesus through his birth, life, death, and resurrection, freely given before they had done anything to deserve it or earn it, that restored them to right standing before holy God. This is the gospel. This is the good news. This is what we believe. Jesus the Son added humanity to his divinity, joined with us, lived the perfect life that we were meant to live, and died a sacrificial death on our behalf. Jesus rose again and is ruling and reigning at the right hand of God, and anyone who trusts in him, anyone who recognizes that they've fallen short and needs a Savior, anyone who receives the free gift of grace that is given will receive the righteousness of Jesus, will be adopted into the family of God, and will be indwelled by the Holy Spirit. And the people who are being baptized this morning, these are the people who take Jesus at his word. These are the people who say, yes, I want in on that. They're people who believe that Jesus is who he says that he is, and they have decided to publicly declare Jesus as Lord of their lives. Now, I'm already excited for baptisms, all right? I don't know if you are, but as we go into it, sometimes I have to slow myself down. I have to explain what it is, what's happening here, because this isn't just like a rite of passage. This isn't just a turn to certain age, right? It is a demonstration of something that God has accomplished. So very soon, you're going to see people who make their way up into this water, who go under and who come up out of the water again, and we will make a joyful noise because of it. And here's why we're making a joyful noise, and here's what's even happening. In baptism, we are participating in a sign, like a signpost and a symbol of what has been accomplished when a person receives Jesus. When they are lowered into the water, it is in identification with the death that Jesus died. It's a proclamation that the old self is dead and buried in the ground. It is a symbol. It's not magic. It's like a signpost that says, this is what's happening. These people will demonstrate with their actions that they have died to the old self. And when they come up out of the water, it's a proclamation, it's a shout that says, I believe that Jesus was raised from the dead, and I believe that he is who he says that he is, and I believe that I have been raised to new life in him as well. That is what baptisms are this morning. I feel like we've done enough time talking about it. All right, now I want to invite up the people who have decided to follow Jesus, invite up the people who want to show that they believe through this public declaration of faith. I'm going to have you line up on this side right here. If you're being baptized this morning, we got to talk. I know that you know who you are. I know that you know where to go. If you didn't know that you were going to be baptized this morning, if you came in here and you're like, oh man, I might need to be baptized this morning, I'm going to invite you to you talk to Beth in the back, and we'll figure out whether today is the day for that. Oh, I'm sorry to put you on the spot. Or whether that's something we can do in the future. But if you're like, oh no, something's in me and I didn't know I was going to do that, it might be your day, all right? We got water up here. Nothing's stopping us from doing it. When we finish out baptisms this morning, I'll get out of the way, and Sean is going to lead us in response to what God has done this morning, what we're celebrating. He's going to lead us in worship and in our time of response. And as we go along this morning, I hope that it's understood that this is a party, right? I want to invite and encourage you to get rowdy, okay? If you were wondering, is that a holy thing? It's a holy thing. Luke 15:10 says that there is rejoicing in heaven when someone repents and turns to Jesus. And that is what all these people here are doing today. They're demonstrating that repentance. So if the angels in heaven can rejoice, we can rejoice as well. I also want to remind you as we go through these baptisms to remember the day that you were baptized. Whether it was, you know, a year ago or 50 years ago or longer than that, remember the day that you proclaimed the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus and your participation in that. So right now I'm going to invite up the folks who have responded to that invitation. We're going to start with Marianne Young. See, it's not too cold, right? Part of Marianne's story is that she was raised in the church and as a part of a Christian family, and she asked Jesus to be her forever friend at a very young age during taco night. It's the best time to do it. She wrote that being a follower of Jesus means that you believe and accept that Jesus died on the cross for your sins, and he didn't stay dead, and this paid for her sins. And when you follow Jesus, you love and obey him and his commands. Marianne is going to be baptized by her dad, Dan, and her mom, Kim, this morning. We have Connor Stewen. Come on, Connor. Connor's going to be baptized by his dad, John, and his mom, Katie, this morning. When he was interviewed for baptism, Connor said that he started to learn about Jesus at school, and he came to understand that following Jesus means you are a disciple of Jesus and that you serve him in all that you do. He wants to be baptized today to show everyone that he believes in Jesus. Next, we have Brandon Plitkins. Mom, Brandon. Brandon's being baptized by his dad, Andy, and Steve Roddy. I had some notes for Brandon, but beforehand, he gave me his handwritten, make sure I got it right. So I'm just going to read what you wrote me. Brandon said, I want to be baptized because middle school and high school Bible studies have taught and continue to teach me to trust God more with my life instead of trying to make it go the way I want it to go. And after high school summer camp last year, I've really felt God calling me to be baptized. Baptized. Next, please welcome up Sam Stead and Addie Stead and Craig Stead. Sam's got his dad, Craig Stead, here to help baptize him this morning. Happy Father's Day to the both of you. Sam said that to be a follower of Jesus is to embody the life of Jesus on a day-to-day basis and to approach each situation with love, compassion, and forgiveness. Sam grew up in a Christian family and going to church, and he accepted Jesus when he was young through the guidance and teaching of his parents, but was just never formally baptized. He wants to be baptized today to take the next step in the journey towards following God, to continue his growth as a Christian and a follower of Jesus. Keep these gentlemen up here now. Please welcome again. This is Sam's daughter, Addie Stead. Addie is being baptized this morning by her dad and her grandpa. Addie said to be a follower of Jesus means that you've opened your heart up to Jesus. It means that you follow Jesus and approach things with love, honesty, and forgiveness like Jesus did. Addie learned about Jesus in Sunday school and at home with her parents, and she wants to be baptized to confirm her commitment to Jesus. Please welcome up Sherry Cummings. And she's invited Kathy Dupree to help baptize her this morning. I could have just preached directly off of Sherry's description of what it means to be a follower of Jesus this morning. She said that it means you seek to know him more through his word and put it into practice every day. It means you recognize his authority in and over your life. It means understanding the importance of worship, participating in community, and engaging with those who don't yet know Jesus Christ. Sherry wants to be baptized this morning to declare publicly that she is a follower of Jesus Christ and to lay the foundation in her Christian life. Tom. Finally, we have Tom Medek this morning. Tom has invited Matt Edwards. Go ahead and step in. Tom has invited Matt Edwards to help baptize him this morning. When Tom was asked what it means to be Christian, he said, "Jesus is the only way." And he wrote that in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
Oh,
with Michelle Gamble. So come on up. When Michelle was asked what it meant to be a follower of Jesus, she said that it means doing what he says and loving him. It means believing that he saved you from your sin and trusting in his word. Michelle said she met Jesus at a summer camp, and she saw other people laughing and singing and knew that she wanted to know Jesus like they did. When she got back to her cabin, her mom and dad prayed with her, and she accepted Jesus into her heart. Michelle wants to be baptized this morning to show what Jesus did for her, going under the water when she was unclean and coming up washed by him and clean. Michelle's being baptized by mom Jessica and dad Jake today. Keep Jessica and Jake up here because next we have Zoe Gamble. Hi, Zoe. When Zoe was asked what it means to be a follower of Jesus, she said that being a follower of Jesus means that you agree to love and worship him for the rest of your life. You believe that he saved you from your sins and that he loves you and is your Lord forever. Zoe wants to be baptized this morning to show everyone that she wants to follow Jesus. She said it is a symbol of how Jesus saves us. We have Lillian Welsh. She's going to be baptized by Dad, Jimmy, and Johnny this morning. Lillian said that to be a follower of Jesus means that you have a relationship with Jesus and that you love people like Jesus loves people. Lillian said that she's always known Jesus through her parents, but she wants to be baptized today to come up out of the water to show that she is a Christian. Next up, we're going to have Ellie Payne, please. Ellie has her dad, Joel, and her sister, Johanna, to help baptize her this morning. Ellie said that she became a follower of Jesus in her first grade class and that she prayed with her teacher to become a follower of Jesus. When Ellie was asked why she wanted to be baptized, she said, to show that she gets to be on God's team. Next, can we have Ellie Rhodes join up here, please? With Ellie, we have mom and dad, Kelsey and Nick as well. Ellie said to be a follower of Jesus is to believe that Jesus died for us to save us from our sins. And she wants to be baptized this morning to show that she is a follower of Jesus forever. know this is a little bit out of order what I told you, but I'm going to have Aubrey Beto come up right now, please. Aubrey's being baptized this morning by her dad, Adam, and her mom, Kelsey. Aubrey said that she became a follower of Jesus while she was on the fifth grade retreat, where she felt the Holy Spirit in her. She said being a Christian means being led by Jesus and being filled with the Holy Spirit. And she's ready to be baptized today because after many years of not really understanding, she's come to realize that it's time. Next, we have Audrey Metzger. She'll be joined by mom and dad, Chelsea and Matt, this morning. I thought you were bringing up the whole crew. When she was asked how she came to follow Jesus, Audrey said that for a long time I wanted to be a Christian, but I wasn't sure if I was one. I was making it more complicated than it needed to be. Then my principal helped me understand that it was just a choice, and it didn't have to be super complicated. And she guided me, and I prayed to become a Christian. She wants to be baptized this morning to show that she is a Christian, and because it's what God wants us to do. Next, we have Abby Berry, and Abby and Corey, you can both come up. Abby's going to be baptized by her dad, Matt, and Johnny. Is it cold? She's ready. Abby said that being a Christian means being made new and showing people you decided to follow Jesus with your life. She became a Christian reading a book in mom's bed, and then they talked about salvation. Abby wants to be baptized this morning to show that she follows Christ. She also became a Christian, reading with her mom in bed, and she said that you get baptized as an outward statement to the world that you're following Jesus and to show that she is washed clean. Next, I'd like to invite up Frankie Wolfram. Come on, Frankie. She's going to be baptized by Dad Dave and Johnny. In her interview, Frankie said that she wants to show her love for Christ and that she wants to follow him for the rest of her life. She wanted to share this verse that was meaningful to her from 1 Corinthians 12:13. It says, "For in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one spirit." Mm-hmm. Next, can we have Sam Albrecht? I should have just invited the whole family at once. Sam's going to be baptized by Dad Joseph, or... All right, and Natalie. We've got Natalie in the mix. In Sam's interview, she said that she grew up in a Christian household, but it wasn't until more recently that she started to follow and believe in Christ herself. She understands that following Jesus means you believe he died for your sins, that he went to the cross to bear the weight of what you've done, and that he did that so you can have a relationship with God. She wants to be baptized this morning to let everyone know that she is headed off to college with her faith. She wants to start the next chapter of her life to show she believes in the gospel, that she's saved through Christ alone, and having fully declared Christ as her Lord and Savior. I like to invite Paige up. You're already ready. Paige has got Mom Megan and Natalie to help baptize her this morning. In her interview, Paige said that following Jesus means surrendering her all to live for the God that loved her enough to die on the cross for her. It means knowing in her heart and confessing with her tongue that Jesus is Lord. Paige grew up in a Christian house, but it was last year at Camp Baker that she reset her heart on God and has continued to root her life in Christ. Paige said that in the past she hasn't felt like she was worthy or good enough to be baptized, but has realized, this is a quote, "That's ridiculous, because my salvation is a gift from God given when I accepted Christ, and why should I not boast the grace of God in my life as an encouragement and a way to proclaim to everyone around me, Jesus is my Lord, help me to live like it." Ava McColgan. And Ava has Mom Marissa and Dave. Got me. This one got me. All right. Ava was asked what it means to become a Christian, and she wrote, "Believing in Jesus and accepting him into her heart." She said, "The mom helped me to know how to pray and accept him into her heart." And she was asked why she wanted to be baptized this morning. She said she wanted to be a follower of Jesus. Next, can I invite up Carver Garland? When Carver was asked what it means to be a Christian, he said that it means to put Jesus first and to love him with all your heart. It means treating people with love and kindness. It means to trust that God has my life in his hands. Carver said that Jesus has been a constant in his whole life and that he wants to be baptized to dedicate his life to Jesus because now feels like the right time. Next, I invite up Katie McGrady. Katie has her husband, Kevin McGrady, to help baptize her this morning.
And they helped.
I'll help too. Yeah. Katie wrote that she started following Jesus in the seventh grade after being invited to church camp by a good friend. And it was then that she accepted Jesus as her Lord and her Savior. She said that being a follower of Jesus means that I believe and confess that I am a sinner who is saved by grace alone, by the redemptive work of Jesus on the cross for my eternal salvation, and that I seek to follow Jesus, his words and example in my daily life and actions. You should be preaching this sermon. She's being baptized this morning to be obedient to what Jesus says and to tell us to do and tells us to do as followers of him. Next, we have Jacob Jarvis. I'm going to have to read this off my phone because last service, Jacob was like, "Today's the day. I'm texting you my stuff." Yep. He's got Dad, Jason, and Grandpa Giff with him. He wrote, "After working in the church for over a year on the creative arts team and about to head to college, I want to be baptized to show everyone that Jesus is my Savior and he will be with me as the next stage of my life begins. My mom, dad, and grandparents have been a huge influence on who I am today, and I thank them for everything they have done to support me." Jasmine Broderick, and I didn't know she was going to be baptized today. Based on the conversation you've had and based on what we know, you want to follow Jesus and you want to be baptized to demonstrate that? You're like, easy yes, right? Mom and Dad are going to do the baptism. Praise God. Go for it. To let you know, we have two more towels, so just checking.